Here's the deal. If you're born again, you're moving towards the mind of Christ. Those who are not born again, I don't care if it's your family, I don't care if it's your neighbor, your co-worker, your co-churchgoer, or whatever it is. I don't care if they're religious. I don't care if they're do-gooders or whatever. If they're not born again, they're not moving towards the mind of Christ. They're moving towards self-worship. Selfie. Selfish. Eternal self, which is the flesh. Spell it backwards. H-S-E-L-F. Eternal, the letter A is eternity. Self, the flesh mind. The flesh mind is nothing but self. As they get older, they really do become useless eaters, like, you know, the elite. So they're just useless eaters. Sad that that's true, but it is true. They just all about take, grab, eat, sleep, make babies, and eat, sleep, make babies. I mean, it's all about just eating. They're never giving back, you know. It's always about receiving. They never give. They never do anything to give back. And so what's going to happen is there's going to be a separation eventually. See, they want to make, especially if you're born into a Gentile family of unsaved, uncircumcised, hell-bound sinners, you know. If you're born into a family of them, then that's all you know. And so they're going to try to make you think you're crazy. Once you get saved, you're crazy. Something wrong with you. You need to go get some help. And as you grow spiritually, you find out even the saved people who want to be straddling the fence, they don't want to grow. They just want to get a comfortable life, and they don't want to grow and push out any more knowledge. They just want to sit there and let other people feed them, you know. They want to be fed, but they don't want to feed. And that's all right for a season, but eventually what's going to happen is the stagnation's got to stop, you know. It's got to flow through you. Your spiritual gift has to flow through you. But what's going to happen here is you're going to find out that once you get saved, there's going to be a separation culture-wise, bloodline-wise, friend-wise, you know, associate-wise, in-law-wise. The whole system's trying to put you back under legalism. The Jezebel spirit is legalism. The rule-based salvation is legalism. The energy of the flesh is legalism. The whole system's to try to get you into the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, which would include, in one of those three, would be a religion versus a relationship. In other words, you must be born again is not keeping some law, keeping some rule. Lord, I deserve hell. Please save me. I don't know what's going on. Lord, help. Save me. Come into my heart. Life, save me. You know, and so God Almighty wants to hear that kind of prayer. And you want to get regenerated, you know. The Bible says even the demons believe and tremble. I believe, were you reborn? Are you born again? Did you receive the Spirit? In the book of Acts, this guy said, I'm a believer. He said, have you received the Spirit? The Spirit of God. I didn't even know that there was something like that. Yeah. Most of my life I was a believer, but I wasn't reborn. I wasn't born from above. I wasn't reborn. And then after I got reborn, I got some scourgings for, still do, still to this day, I still do. God scourges every son he receives. And if you endure the chastisement, if you endure the scourging, you will live. God has to scourge you so that you can move on to the next phase. The scourging is real. The devil doesn't spank his children, but God does. The devil will use and abuse to achieve his ultimate goal of being worshipped. The devil wants to be like God, you know. And he'll let the unsaved believe they're gods, you know. They want to believe they're God. He'll let them believe that. And it comes to the point where they get so delusional, they believe they're God. So they're going to believe the tree is God, the street is God. It all comes from the same source, yeah. But doesn't mean it's God. It's a piece cut off. The creation's a piece cut off. It's the handiwork of God. People want to be God, just like the devil. The devil wanted to be God. So people want to be God. Just like their father, the devil. They want to usurp God and his authority. I see people all around me that hate authority on the job, they hate authority in the home, they hate authority of society. Because they want to be God. Deep down, they're rebellious. They think they could do it better. They can't. They think they could run that business better. They think they could run the nation better. They think they could run that church better. They think they can run that home better. But they can't. They think they can, but they can't. God knows who's. God puts people in charge that he knows is going to be able to run things. They're going to be able to run this place. He allows it for a season. Yeah, but I got a narcissistic, legalistic, blah, blah. I got my boss or my spouse is this and that. Yeah, I know. It ain't supposed to be easy. It ain't supposed to be easy. If it was easy, why did Jesus have to go to the cross? He said, is the servant greater than the master? They persecuted Jesus, they'll persecute you. The secret is to adapt, to learn to adapt, to grow with the punch. As you get a punch, you can move and bob around and avoid the punches. You have to just be able to adapt. If you can adapt. When Israel was building the temple, they had a weapon in one hand and a brick in the other hand. You adapt. You sacrifice. You endure. You make it happen. Because God's going to empower you. It's not your strength, but he's going to empower you. He put you there, so he's going to make a way. If God puts you somewhere, he will make a way of escape that you can endure it. that you can bear it, that you can handle it. I forgot what this podcast was about. It's funny. I totally forgot what I was talking about. It had to do with initially it had to do with pointing one finger and pointing three back. I was thinking about that today. Some people can't see their own junk, but they're more than happy to show it in other people, but they can't see their own junk. When they point their finger, they got 3 points back. I'll never forget somebody told me that. I'll never forget that. That was, and I didn't really get it at the time. But I get it now. I really do. Because you're in a system. Each person has their little cube. I think it's like 6 foot. 6 by 6 by 6 foot. And it's a hologram. And as you walk around in your little 6 foot holographic experience, other people come in and out, right? You face off with other people. And that face off is a cutting and a turning or turning machine. And that cutting and turning machine, as you face off somebody else, will cut you. If you speak in the hologram is going to speak back. It's going to be an echo. If you look at the hologram is going to look back. There's going to be an echo. If you do something in the hologram is going to hit back. Equal and opposite reaction. If you do good, the hologram is going to send good back. If you do evil, the hologram is going to send evil back. It's just the way it is, you know. You could wish it was different, but it ain't. And it's really a good system. It's really a good system. Speaking of that, you know what I found out, what I've decided, what I've concluded 100% of the time. If somebody's talking about angels had relations with humans, it always leads to people saying, oh, you got to read other books, you don't, the Bible's not enough, you got to read other books. They always try to deny the Bible. Anybody, let me say it again clearly. Anybody that says the angels had relations with humans and offspring, they always, 100% of the time, they always try to discount the Bible, and they always try to get you to read other books besides the Bible as authority. I wanted to throw that out there because I've been thinking about that for a few days. The Bible makes it clear. The seed a cat and a dog can't have offspring. A dog and a rat ain't gonna have offspring. A tree and a giraffe ain't gonna have offspring. An angel and a human can't have offspring. It's stupid to even think that way. The Bible says you'll be like the angels. There's no marrying or giving in marriage in heaven. You'll be like the angels. There's no offspring between angels and human. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual principalities. Flesh and blood, the human is not your enemy, really. It's the spirit realm behind. The only sex between a human being and an angel would be spiritual. The succubus. A woman is not going to have relations with an angel and have offspring. It's just not going to happen. And those who teach that are stupid. I mean, they are actually, what they're trying to do is deceive you into rejecting the Bible. That's their ultimate goal, and to get you to read other books. The Book of Enoch, all that. They're liars, to be honest with you. Whether they know it or not, they're liars.